Title: Tension Before the First Drop for 90s Rave Flavor Intermediate. Alright, let's build that classic 90s jungle and drum and bass pre-drop tension in Ableton Live. Not the big cinematic EDM risers. We're going for warehouse pressure. Breaks getting closer. Rave stabs getting more insistent. Dubby space that suddenly disappears. And one last little moment of wait now, right before the drop. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar tension ramp that makes drop one feel inevitable. First, quick setup so you don't get lost later. Set your tempo somewhere in the 170 to 176 range. I like 174. Set your grid to 1/16 so break edits feel easy and accurate. Now in arrangement view, make some locators to organize the story. If you're doing a 32 bar build, label them like this. Build 1 at bar 1. Build 2 at bar 9. Build 3 at bar 17, peak at bar 25, and drop at bar 33. Think of these like chapters. You're not just adding stuff, you're controlling anticipation. Here's the plan in plain language. Bars 1 to 8, tease, low pass, sparse, like you're hearing the party through a wall. Bars 9 to 16, add some rhythm density and the first lift. Bars 17 to 24, escalation, edits, rolls, stabs more often. Bars 25 to 32. Peak tension, then a little fake out, then the gap, then the drop. Now let's start with the engine of this whole vibe, the break. On your break track, load an amen, think, or any chopped break that already has character. And yes, you can use a modern break too, but the tension tricks work best when the break has those mid-high textures that can be revealed over time. Add a simple stock device chain. First, EQ 8, high pass around 30 Hz to keep low junk out. If the break feels boxy or muddy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like 2 to 3 dB. Don't overdo it, we're just clearing a little space. Next, auto filter. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Add a bit of drive, maybe plus 3 to plus 6 dB, because that drive is part of the attitude. Keep the envelope off for now. After that, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip on. This is your 90s grit without destroying it button. Then add utility. We're going to automate width very slightly, from about 70% up to 100% over the build. Subtle. It's more about the feeling of the room opening up than any obvious stereo trick. Now the main tension move. Automate the auto filter cutoff so the break slowly comes into focus. In bars 1 to 8, keep the cutoff low, like 250 to 600 Hz. You want mostly ticking, a suggestion of the groove, not the full break screaming already. Bars 9 to 16, open it to about 1 to 2.5 kHz. Now you can start to hear the break's identity. Bars 17 to 24, open it further, around 4 to 6 kHz. Now it's present. Now it's in your face. And in bars 25 to 32, here's the classic trick. Don't just open it all the way and leave it. Do an open close open. Back it off briefly, like a tiny dip, then open again right before the drop. That little denial moment creates tension, because your ear expects the payoff, and you pull it away for a second. Optional, but very authentic, add redux after the saturator. Keep it tiny, downsample maybe 2 to 6, bit reduction barely anything, and mix it low, like 10 to 25% dry/wet. The goal is worn rave record, not broken speaker. Now, tension isn't only brightness, it's also density, especially in jungle. In the last 8 bars, bars 25 to 32, do some micro edits on the break. Don't roll constantly. Treat edits like punctuation. A good workflow is to duplicate the break clip, then slice a couple of 1/16 hits, like a snare or a kick fragment, and repeat them briefly to make a mini roll. One or two moments per phrase is plenty. If you do it for 8 bars straight, your listener gets used to it and the tension actually drops. If you want maximum control, right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transients or 1/16 slicing. Now you can program little rolls with MIDI, and it will feel very jungle programmer in the best way. Next, we're going to add a snare roll, but we're doing it the jungle way, not the EDM way. Make a snare roll MIDI track. Choose something bright but not gigantic. Think 909-ish, maybe layered with a break snare if you want it to sit in the same universe. Put it in a drum rack, then add auto filter as a high pass around 150 Hz so it stays crisp and doesn't mess with your low end. Add a light saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Add reverb, but we're not going to leave it on. This is important. We're using reverb as a throw, not as a constant wash. For the pattern in bars 29 to 32, start with 1/8 hits in bar 29. In bar 30, move to 1/16. In bar 32, add tiny 30-second bursts only in the last one or two beats. That last-second acceleration is what makes people lean forward, then automate velocity up over time. Even a small velocity ramp makes it feel like someone is physically hitting harder, which reads as urgency. Now for the reverb throws. Automate the reverb dry/wet so it only pops up on the last hit of each bar, or maybe the last hit every two bars at first. Then more often as you approach the drop. Set the reverb for throws. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Low cut 300 to 600 Hz. High cut 6 to 10 kHz. That keeps it exciting but not boomy or fizzy. Cool. Now let's add the rave flavor, the stab. Create a rave stab track. This can be audio or simpler. One-shot mode is perfect. Pick a classic stab or resample your own chord hit. Now the 90s tension sauce is bandpass filtering. Put auto filter on bandpass. Automate the frequency from roughly 500 Hz up to about 2.5 kHz over the build. Increase resonance. Somewhere around 0.6 to 0.85 gives you that telephone, but angry stab bite. Add echo. Try 1/8 or 3/16 timing. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Adjust a touch of wobble, like 0.1 to 0.3, to make it feel less clinical. Then a short reverb, decay around 0.8 to 1.4 seconds, just to glue it into the space. Now arrange the stabs like a conversation, not like a loop that never changes. Bars 9 to 16, stab every two bars, like a shout from across the room. Bars 17 to 24, stab every bar. Now it's answering the drums more often. Bars 25 to 32, stab every half bar. More insistent, tighter, like it's closing in. And then the key move, stop the stabs right before the drop. That vacuum is gold. You're basically removing the hype narrator and letting the listener hear the moment before impact. Teacher tip. Every two bars, either add or remove one obvious thing. That simple rule stops you from ramping everything linearly and accidentally flattening the tension. Now we'll add a riser, but keep it subtle. This is not the main character. It's just a pressure layer. Make a riser MIDI track. Load Wavitable. Use noise as OSC 1 or a gentle saw if you want a bit more tone. Put a low-pass 24 dB filter on it with low resonance. Automate the filter cutoff from about 400 Hz to 12 kHz over 16 bars. Automate pitch from 0 up to plus 7 semitones over 8 to 16 bars. Subtle is the keyword. And bring the volume up gently, but don't slam it. Add autopan. Slow rate like 0.2 to 0.5 Hz. Amount 20 to 35%, just to keep it moving. Add reverb or hybrid reverb, high-passed, so it floats behind everything. Now we're going to get that W90s space, and then yank it away at the last second. Create two return tracks. Return A, dub echo. Put echo on it. Set the time to 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 35 to 55%. Filter it. High-pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Low-pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Then add a little saturator drive, 1 to 3 dB, to thicken the repeats. Return B, warehouse verb. Put reverb on it. Decay 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay about 20 milliseconds. Low cut 400 to 700 Hz. High cut 7 to 10 kHz. You want space, but not mod. Now automate send amounts. From bars 17 to 31, gradually increase the sends on the break, stabs, maybe snare roll throws. Let the room get bigger and wetter. Then, in the last beat before the drop, slam the sends down close to zero. That sudden dryness is a psychoacoustic punch. Everything feels closer, like the sound system just moved 3 feet toward your face. And that makes the drop feel heavier without changing the fader. Now the most important moment, the pre-drop gap. In bar 32, cut the break for a microsilence. Try 1/8 note first. If you want it more dramatic, try 1/4 note. Sometimes even just a half beat is enough. You can also let a reverb tail survive into the silence, like a ghost of the previous bar. One great Ableton trick is to duplicate the last stab or break hit, put a reverb on it that's 100% wet, resample that tail, and use it as a controlled ghost wash into the gap. Add a small impact, a short crash, reverse crash, or a tight sub hit. Keep it era-friendly. If you want a vinyl stop or tape stop feel, you can fake it with clip transpose automation down quickly right at the end, but use it like seasoning. Now, one more pro move. Make the drop feel louder without turning it up. In the last 8 bars, automate a slight reduction on your build. The easiest way is to group your build elements into a build bus. Put utility and AQ8 on the group, then automate utility gain down by 1 to 2 dB as you approach the end. The listener won't think it got quieter. They'll think the drop is massive. Also, think in terms of frequency permission. Decide what the drop gets that the build doesn't. Maybe the drop gets true sub 30 to 60 HC and the build never does. Maybe the drop gets fully open break tops 8 to 12 KHZ while the build stays slightly shaded. That storyline makes your drop feel like it unlocks something. Before you call it done, do two checks. First, check your pre-drop in mono. If all your tension disappears, it means it was relying too much on width and reverb. You should still hear rhythmic acceleration, phrase tightening, and one clear drop is imminent cue even in mono. Second, check at low volume. At low volume, loudness tricks disappear and arrangement becomes obvious. That's where you'll hear if the build is actually telling a story. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Don't overuse white noise risers. That pulls the vibe into EDM territory. Use noise, yes, but let breaks and stabs lead. Don't make the build full spectrum and max loud the whole time. If the build already feels like the drop won't drop. Don't run a constant snare roll for 8 bars. It's tiring. Use bursts and leave gaps. Don't leave reverb everywhere. Bass is part of the sound, but dryness is part of the punch. Here's a quick mini practice to lock it in. Make a 16-bar build into a drop at 174 BPM. Use only one break loop, one rave stab, one snare roll sound, and one riser. Requirements: automate the break filter cutoff across the build. Do at least 2 reverb throws. Add a 1/8 or 1/4 silence right before the drop. And every 4 bars, change density somehow. More hits, faster rhythm, or a new small layer. Then export 2 versions, one with the silence, one without. Level match them, and listen. The difference teaches you more than any plugin will. To wrap it up, 90s rave flavored tension in DNB is mostly contrast and expectation. You open the break gradually, increase density with edits, use stabs like tension signals, let the room get big with sends, then yank it dry, and finally hit that micro gap, so the drop feels like it punches through the wall. If you tell me what lane you're aiming for, dark roller, jump up rave, tech step, or atmospheric jungle, I can give you a specific 32-bar blueprint with exact add or remove moves every 2 bars.